Hey, Macophiles, it's December 29th, 2004, and this is your MacCast. I'm Adam, I'm your host. This is a show for Mac Geeks by Mac Geek, where we talk about all things Macintosh and Macintosh related. Our opening music is once again Ode to Rock by Amanda and the Marbles. Thanks again to Mark over at Addison Records for providing that for me. Their new album, Angels with Dirty Faces, will be out February 22nd, 2005. I am still waiting on you guys to send me some new MP3s to use for my show music. Mark sent me this file, I believe, a couple shows ago, and I've been using it, and I guess I'll continue to use it until I get some more stuff. So, you know, please, I'd love to play more original music for you guys. I just need stuff that I can have permissions to use. And so send me your MP3s, maccast@gmail.com, and I'll take a listen, and if I think it's appropriate, I'll definitely share it with the rest of my listeners. I'll also, if you want, give your band a plug, and if you have an upcoming album or upcoming tour show dates, I'm happy to give a plug for that. And as always, I play the full track at the end of the show without any voiceover or interruption, so good way to get word out and promote your band. So, what's going on today? Well, turns out that I am actually inside my car, inside my garage, recording this podcast for you guys. Yep, that's exactly the kinds of stuff that I go through to get this show out to you guys every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Do what I have to do. Turns out in my condo, it's been raining here in San Diego, and we had a small leak in my sliding glass door, and the house flooded. And so inside the house, I've got all these really loud fans going. I've got a big fan in the room where I normally record my podcast. So I'm sitting out here bringing you guys the show. I talked about on yesterday's show that most of the news that I've been reading about that's been around is regarding the iPod and what's going on with Apple and iPods. Well, I'm happy to report that tonight we have no iPod news. So actually, a lot of stuff being churned about in the rumor mill for Macworld. And the very latest bit of information came out of thinksecret.com, and it's regarding Apple announcing a sub-$500 desktop computer at Macworld. This is really, really cool. It's something Apple's needed to get on the ball on for a while. The PC users have had sub-$500 systems for a really long time. I think they're getting down into $350 range, and I think it's about time for Apple to step up and compete. Specifically, I think what kind of kicked them into high gear was what we talked about on Monday's show, which was the Windows PC users who have iPods and who are wanting to switch to Macintosh, and maybe the cost of the systems is a little barrier to entry. So Apple's new machine is going to supposedly be a 1.2 gigahertz G4 processor, 256 megabytes of RAM, and a 80 gigabyte hard drive with a combo drive, no super drive, I'm assuming, to keep the price down. And it's codenamed Q88, and it's going to have no monitor. So some people, I guess, are also calling it the headless iMac. One really cool thing about the design is supposedly it's super slim, about the height of an X-Serve. If you guys have ever seen one of those or seen a picture of those, it's about 1.73 inches high, and they're saying you could actually either sit it flat on your desk or stand it on its side, so I guess maybe it'll have some sort of cool stand. The one thing I immediately thought about specifically in regards to PC users switching over is that if a PC user wanted to keep their old PC and use their PC monitor, a box this small would be really nice to either slide under or slide on top of the PC and then use a USB KVM switch, keyboard video mouse switch, to have one mouse, keyboard, and monitor controlling the two computers. That way you could switch back and forth. And at a price under $500, I think that's really doable. So you could have all your media, your music, your movies, and things like that on your Mac, where it's nice and easy to do video editing, things like that. And then, if you still need to do that business stuff for work, switch over. But although hopefully, once a PC user has a Mac on their desktop, they'll just want to switch permanently. Office for Macintosh is excellent, I think, in some ways better than the PC version. So hopefully we'll see a lot more switchers if that happens. I'm super excited. I really hope that is one of the announcements at Macworld, and I'm really excited to see the design. So we'll have to keep our eyes peeled and see if there's any people doing mock-ups or spec designs out there. And if anybody does see images show up on the web, send them to my email, maccast@gmail.com, and I'll try and get them out and share them with the rest of you listeners. So, the next thing that I wanted to talk about was just give you guys a rundown, or give you a rundown of some of the other rumors that have been flying around for Macworld. Looks like one of them, the rest of these are all software related. iLife 05 is rumored to be being announced. It would include iTunes 4.7.1, which I guess is going to be a minor update. iPhoto 5, I have seen no details on specifically what would be in iPhoto 5. If anybody does see that information, shoot me an email and let me know. iMovie 5, high definition. It looks like they're going to add high definition video support, MPEG-4 support, and support for the 16 by 9 wide aspect ratio in iMovie. Also, I guess, of course, along with that, it only makes sense that they would have iDVD 5. The big thing in that seems to be that there's going to be one-click DVD creation, so taking your digital videotapes from your video camera and converting them to DVDs in one step. Another huge thing for a lot of people would be added support for dual-layer DVD media. So that's the ability to burn like your professional DVDs or DVD movies you buy actually have two layers of content, which I believe is 18 gigabytes of storage, where current DVDs just in one layer have 9 gigabytes of storage. And then also burning, I guess, iPhoto libraries for iPhoto backups, which is in one step, which is really great. Although I think you can do that from within iPhoto, so. I read that. I'm not really sure what, how that differs from burning to a DVD directly in iPhoto. GarageBand 2 is another announcement, or rumored announcement. It's supposed to add additional instruments and maybe some new loops. The next piece of rumored software is Keynote 2, planning on adding new transitions. And it sounds like Steve will probably be using some of those new transitions actually in his presentation. So you should be able to see that. Two other things, I guess, that go along with Keynote are a couple applications, and there were no specific details given other than code names, something called Crossbow and another piece of software called Slingshot. And supposedly they're two applications that are directly related to Keynote. So we might just have to wait and see what those are going to be. If anybody does hear what those applications are or what they do before Macworld, certainly shoot me an email so that I can get it on the show and share it with everybody else. The last piece of software is another new application called Sugar, and again, there were no details given on any of the rumor websites, so if anybody hears what that piece of software is supposed to do, send that in. And then lastly is obviously the big rumor of Asteroid, the FireWire breakout box for input devices that'll be used with GarageBand. And we've talked about that on the last two shows, I believe. So if you guys hadn't heard what that was, go ahead and go back, and you can go to maccast.blogspot.com and download the older shows, or use your iPod client to pick up the older shows if you want more details on that. All right. Lastly, I have a bit of email feedback from Phil. Phil wanted to call the phone number, the hotline phone number, and leave a a voice comment, but he ended up sending me an email because he didn't want to pay the long distance charges. And I guess this is something I didn't think about because I haven't been getting audio feedback from you guys. And if you do want to leave audio feedback and you don't mind the long distance charges, the phone number is 206-222-2788. It's 20-MACCAST-8. You guys can call that and leave a voice message. But Phil didn't want to incur the long-distance charges, so he asked me, because he was a recent switcher from PC, and I guess there's a PC application that will actually let you record audio and send it in a email. And so he was wanting to know if there was a simple, easy program for Macintosh to record audio or voicemail emails, or voice emails, I guess you would call them. And so I did some quick checking around. And actually, if you guys don't know about this website, as far as finding software for your Macintosh, I always go to versiontracker.com. And it's a great website. You can plug in a search term. In this case, I just did a search for voice email, and it kicked back an appropriate Macintosh application. So it sent me back an application called Quick Voice. It's available at www.quick-voice.com, and I actually downloaded it. They have a 10-day demo version available, and I tried it out, and aside from a few little error messages that I got here and there, the program seemed to function just fine. It has a really simple interface, and it lets you just record, make a quick voice recording, and then you can take that voice recording and actually transfer it directly onto Stickies, into the Stickies application if you wanted to store a voice recording on your desktop, or it'll interface with your preferred email client and attach the recording as an email attachment. And it uses the QuickTime movie format to attach the file. So if you're sending to a PC user, they'll need to have the QuickTime player. But other than that, it worked really great. And so I sent that along to Phil, and hopefully I'll be getting an audio comment from him soon. If anybody else wants to send me an MP3 audio comment, you're welcome to do that too. So just send that to maccast.gmail.com. I love hearing from you guys. Like I said, I think in the last show, I've been getting a lot of really good feedback. People seem to like the show, and so I really, really appreciate that. Another thing that I mentioned on Monday's show was that, you know, I'd like to get some photos and stuff like that from you guys. Specifically, I think I asked for photos of any new hardware you may have received over the holidays as gifts, iPods, new G5 iMacs, stuff like that. You can either just take a picture of your new hardware, or yourself with your new hardware, your pets with your new hardware, whatever you guys want. And I will go ahead and post that on the MacCast website, maccast.blogspot.com. For everybody to enjoy. You guys can do a little bit of boasting and showing off of your new systems, maybe your new setup, maybe you set up a new office with your new Mac hardware that you're particularly proud of and would like to show it off. I'd love to see it, and I'd love to share it with my listeners. So, you know, send me photos, send me audio comments, send me MP3 music if you're in a band so I can use it for my intro and outro of the show. And, you know, thanks for all the support. All right, I'm going to close out the show tonight by playing Mandan the Marbles again, Ode to Rock, by the new album, Angels with Dirty Faces, February 22nd, 2005. Thanks, guys, for listening, and I will catch you next time.